and down what America's talking about. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Stepin.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, now presenting Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers. Talkers.com goes through the radio programs, monitors a lot of hosts, gets the ideas. The fingers on the pulse part of this program is knowing what the top 10 items are, the top talk radio topics from News Talk Radio. So we'll go through them from number 10 to number 1. We'll find out what the list includes as far as people are concerned as well, Michael.
Oh, yeah, here we go. What a week. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball playoff race. We're coming down to the pennants, and that's plural because there's so many divisions. National Football League action at number 9. Now, mind you, those two topics are being talked about on News Talk Radio. We're not talking about sports talk, so sports is huge. At number 8, healthcare reform. At number 7, a very quiet and subdued 9/11 anniversary. At number 6, the Fast and Furious report. At number 5, Chicago teacher strike. At number 4, jobless claims rise. At number 3, Obama's convention bounce. At number 2, Obama-Netanyahu relations tied in with anti-American violence. And number 1, the Libya consulate strike tied with Obama's foreign policy record. Those are the big stories on radio this week on News Talk Radio. The people that populated those stories at number 10, Kathleen Sebelius. Number 9, Bill Clinton. Sandra Fluck at number 8. Number 7, Osama bin Laden. Number 6, Eric Holder. Rahm Emanuel is at 5. Number 4, Benjamin Netanyahu. Number 3, Christopher Stevens. And number 2 is Mitt Romney, and number 1 is Barack Obama. There you go.
All right. So when you go through all of these, you and the members of your staff must have passions. You must have your own thinking when it comes to what you, before you do the research, what is hot during the week. Of all of the things that you've been doing this for 20-some-odd years, Talkers Magazine been around for a long time, when you're doing the research, what does Michael Harrison find himself most interested in? Never mind what the other people who are doing this. I want to know what really appeals conversationally. Like, of the things that we have this week, who would you, if you were at a party or some sort of business meeting, and
wow,
the subject got off of whatever the mainstream stuff was, you started talking.
Honestly, I'll jump right in because the question is great. I do not like talking about politics. I have very strong views about politics. I don't like politicians. I'm not a fan of the extreme left. I'm not a fan of the extreme right. I'm not a fan of any political view that people want to fight about and argue about. I realize how important it is, but quite often people know because I'm involved with News Talk Radio, they think I'm a political junkie, and they start talking politics, and I avoid it like the plague. I'll talk politics forever in a professional capacity. I'll talk about politics on the radio, but personally, when I'm on my own time, it's not my favorite topic. Of all the topics, I'm looking at the chart, National Football League action. I love talking football. I love talking sports. I am extremely interested in topics that you don't hear on the radio. I love science. I love the arts, theater, music, physics, astronomy. That's my thing. But quite often I'll walk into a a party or you're with friends that are not in the business.
Yeah.
And the first thing someone will say is, "So, Michael, what's happening in the radio business? How are things going in the radio business?" Or, "Roy, you must have been busy this week with those conventions. What do you think?" And I don't know what to say.
Well, the first thing I'd say is I wasn't busy with the conventions. Sometimes people are so simplistic, and I know that you're friends, so you don't want to annoy them or alienate them. But people's whole view of these things, including what we do, what you and I do, and what happens in this weird world of conversation radio, people don't mostly get that, including the news media. You always have to correct them. People will interview you and have, they think everybody is the same. Everybody, whether it's Dahlia Walks doing their radio show on medicine, whether it's Tom Kreitler doing his Money Pitch show, whether it's Ramsey and the Money Show, everybody thinks that everybody on talk radio is just like Rush Limbaugh.
Oh,
right?
Oh, you get that all the time.
Yeah.
you get that. Or everybody thinks that the only people on the radio are Rush Limbaugh and Howard Stern.
Yeah.
I get that all the time. When people ask me, you know, oh, I hear you folks do conventions. I'll say, yeah, we do these conventions. Does Howard Stern come? And you say, well, not really. Oh. Their view of talk radio is very, very one-dimensional. But the thing that irks me the most is when people think all of talk radio is any one of its components, particularly that it's only right-wing political talk.
Right.
It is, and I have nothing against the right wing, and I have nothing against my good conservative friends in this medium. They have done a great job of bringing talk radio to the top of the pack. But they do damage to it when they're so successful that people think that's all there is. And it hurts the rest of the medium.
Mm-hmm.
It's not true.
Yep. In a moment, we're going to discuss something Michael said. He was very interested in talking about sports. There is activity from the NFL side of things, or the football side of things, has been very controversial this week, this month, this year. And I'm going to go back to it with Michael. So you'll hear he's passionate about what we all talk about here. But this is, I think, passion on the radio is kind of like passion in a relationship. You got to have it or you got nothing. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher at Talkers.com, the daily resource for those of you, those of us who love the talk radio medium, stories about hosts, stories about programs, stories about ideas, all there. Check it out because it changes every day at Talkers.com.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers.com, here with a review. Sometimes we go through the top 10 items of the week, and I'll pick out one or two that either I have felt were not covered properly, didn't get enough exposure, And this may be one of those things. From the world of sports talk, you said that a lot of people are interested in the NFL. Certainly, the contests have begun. There seems to be a great deal of interest always, and it seems to be growing every year, even though one of the sidebar controversies is the physical health and well-being of those people who play football. And so it was interesting this week, a couple of people seemed, I don't know if the hosts are not daring to go down this street because they don't want to upset the apple cart, but clearly, Michael, in general talk radio circles, there's room for, and on sports talk radio circles, there's a mandate for a discussion of football being played in middle school, high school, college. We know the professionals now are really on to what can happen to them, serious repercussions of head injuries, and so the NFL has had to deal with that. But we have a lot of these serious concussions. There's a story this week about how many schools are going, in terms of support, way out, beyond, to support football, even though there is a risk of concussion, and it's greater the younger you are. So where does that leave you when I sort of prime the pump with that? Where do you go?
It leaves me with 30 seconds left to answer.
No, it doesn't. You got plenty of time. Go ahead.
That is the biggest issue in football today. And it's an existential issue, meaning there are many people on the radio and in the world of sports who believe that football runs the risk of becoming a secondary and a marginal sport sometime in the next 10 years from being the big monster juggernaut that it is today because of that issue. It is extremely dangerous.
Yep.
And more people.
You mean is playing the game is dangerous or talking about it and realizing what it'll do to the cow?
Talking about it is not dangerous anymore. It's now the main issue in the sport. Mm-hmm. It's the main issue in the sport that goes beyond the X's and the O's and the personalities and all of that. The main underlying issue in football right now is the good news is it's the most popular thing and it's a huge multi-billion dollar industry. The bad news, the ugly news is more and more people are realizing that it's based upon a very, very dangerous premise. And that is, human beings are being sacrificed for the entertainment of the masses.
Lions and the Christians.
It is very similar. Yeah. If football is unbelievably violent for a mainstream form of entertainment.
Oh yeah.
And children playing it in high school and younger are subject to terrible danger if they emulate the brand of football that's played professionally, which of course they do. So the controversy is football going to be changed to the point that it's not football anymore, and thus can it succeed if it becomes safer and safer? And that's the question that we as a culture have to ask ourselves.
And so where do you think, I mean, at the end of the day, because there's so much money not only in the game, but we see all these stations changing. I saw one fellow running a group of stations saying changing to sports talk is like picking up found money. Everybody wants to talk about what's going on in the world of sports. This time of year is the end of the baseball season and all the football activity.
Yeah, well football is not all of sports, thank goodness, but it's a major component of it. My personal feeling is it's going to stay violent for a long time, and then eventually, as we evolve into being a kinder and more intelligent, evolved species, it'll go the way of a lot of things that we've done historically that we look back on and we go, how did we ever do that?
Yeah.
And, you know, it takes time, but I don't think it's going to happen this week. I think it's going to stay violent and stay popular for years to come.
Now, Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher at Talkers.com here with us on the Countdown.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com. and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Down what America's talking about. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen.
Michael Levine is America's most prominent media expert, has represented hundreds of major celebrities, 58 Academy Award winners, gives advice to presidents, and I like to take his advice. I like to listen to his advice. So when it comes to things that are going on from our talkers chart, this week the September 10th to 14th list has a number of things in it that scream for good handling, and that's what Michael is all about from his office at Levine Communications. The NFL and the bad PR that they get, or do they? I mean, do people even, there are so many people that are so afraid to say anything bad about the game, but yet the discussion this season, according to many people, including Michael Harrison on this program, is that this is the debate that people are having, the danger of playing football, whether it's professional, college, high school, and even down further. How do the people who are selling footballs and helmets and the NFL in general, how do they come across, how do they fix their, or is there a way to fix their problem, Michael?
Well, no problem is a problem until it's a problem. And the NFL has gotten away for years and years and years, decades really, without addressing this as a serious problem. But nobody's luck runs forever, and the NFL will have to confront this. I mean, listen, facts are stubborn things.
Aren't they?
And facts are stubborn things. And when people are approached with a serious problem in their life or in their organization, their first reaction almost always is denial.
Yeah.
And then we go to anger and bargaining and all that kind of stuff, and this is what the NFL has done. No, there's not a problem. And then criticize the people who criticize the problem and so forth and so on. But ultimately, it's going to have to be addressed.
So how do they address it and come out winners? Is there a way to polish this up in a PR way?
Yes. Yes. The best way of addressing a problem is early, with humility, personal responsibility.
Oh, come on. We're talking about the NFL.
I don't care who we're talking about, whether we're talking about the NFL or the
this is the Lions and the Christians,
maybe,
Michael.
Maybe. But you have to go through the same process no matter who you are, and that is to address the problem, not deflect it. The problem isn't what kills you. It's the denial and the cover-up of the problem that kills you.
All right. So with that in mind, let's talk about our nation's PR, America in the world.
Yep.
We are getting black eyes again from the Middle East because people are upset. We do things that normally people would understand. These fanatics, some of them don't understand it. So do we need to somehow or other, when George Bush was president, we had terrible, terrible relations with many countries around the world because he was so arrogant and didn't really care to deal with people they didn't want to deal with.
How have things improved?
Well, I don't think they have.
Brock.
I don't see that we have.
They haven't.
So
in other words, Brother Barack said he's going to go to the Middle East and start a new beginning. And he spoke beautifully, beautifully. How'd it work out?
Not so well.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. You know, this is very awkward for me to say. There are people on this planet who are really beyond reason. They're savages. I don't understand these people, and frankly, I don't want to have anything to do with them.
So then the best way to handle this...
And if I didn't have to obtain oil from them, I'd never talk to them again for the rest of my life. They are savages. Many. Not all. Many. I mean, look at these protests. These are very, very odd, dysfunctional people who want to do... By the way, they have an operating method. In many parts of the world, there is an operating method, and I think Americans should know about it. No matter what the problem, no matter what it is, if their soccer team loses...
Blow up some.
No. There's two things that are said over every problem in many parts of the world. Number one, if their soccer team loses, if there's no rain, if there's too much rain, number one is the fault of the Jews. Number two is the fault of Americans. Literally. I mean this literally.
No, I understand. Yeah.
I'm not kidding you. If their soccer team loses, they say, well, they didn't really lose. The Jews did it. And it sounds odd to the Americans. Oh, no, Mr. Levine's making this up. Come on. It's not. I swear it's true.
So is there anything we can do short of electing a new...
financial aid. Stop asking the hardworking American taxpayer. Stop asking Mrs. McGillicuddy to give her tax money to these savages. Let them all, if they want, let them eat sand, enjoy themselves, have a great life. They're such a charming group of people. Let them enjoy themselves. That's my position. I'm sick and tired of asking the American taxpayer over and over again, give them $2 billion to Egypt for what? So they can burn our embassy?
Yeah, how is that working out for you? Not so well, thanks. All right, Michael Levine, who is the editor of the LBN eLert. Go to lbnelert.com. And also, he's the boss over at Levine Communication. They have just a wonderful record of helping a lot of great people. And he's got interesting and sage words of advice for us. Things to consider here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dry guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Down what America is talking about. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Stepan.
Howard Monroe from Talk Radio 1370 WVLY in Wheeling, West Virginia, is our special Talk Radio host on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Stepan. We are here to focus on what goes on in Wheeling, in West Virginia, how it reflects or impacts not only their market, but what the attitude is of host. The idea of doing this with hosts around the country is to find out how they're handling, at least in part, some of these items from the list of the top 10 talk radio topics that we produce every week on the countdown, courtesy of talkers.com. So the topic is the presidential race, Howard, has to be number one in many ways, although I'm sure there are local things that are happening there that may be distracting. I don't know whether distracting or distressing is the right way of looking at it. You and I have been friends for a long time. We've talked a lot about things as we've followed each other over the years. You've been a stalwart host and standard of professionalism in Wheeling, place where you have grown up. You're on two radio stations there now. And so I guess I'm wondering out loud what the feelings are there of people. You have an interesting point of view in that it doesn't necessarily always go along with what is conspicuous in Wheeling. So how goes the discussion about Mitt Romney and Barack Obama and Gary Johnson or whoever else might be around? Is there excitement there, or is it kind of flat?
Well, you have to keep in mind, we are in Wheeling, West Virginia, and West Virginia is a state that is going to go for Romney, and Obama's not even going to try here. You might remember that West Virginia Democrats, in the Democratic primary, a large number of Democrats voted for the convicted felon from Iowa or wherever he was. So it's a write-off in the presidential election in West Virginia. However, we are, as you remember, Doug, right on the border with Ohio. And Ohio is a key battleground state, and we are spending a huge amount of time, and we are getting a significant amount of attention, actually, from the Obama campaign, not so much from the Romney campaign. So, first of all, we're spending a huge amount of time on the issue, primarily because we are we are essentially in the midst of a battleground
area. That means you're getting a huge amount of campaign money in terms of advertising.
We never complain about
good for you, Howard.
We never complain about receiving campaign advertising from any party or PAC. Feel free to give me a call.
Help yourself. Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. Yes, indeed. The Obama campaign is very, very aggressive in working this region. I literally hear from them every single day, asking what we're talking about, what can they do to help, what kind of guests can they offer. We started this week, for example, with and he was one of the speakers of the convention. Former Ohio Governor Ted Strickland came in and joined us for a live broadcast from a local restaurant on Monday as one of the key campaign surrogates. So, first of all, we are spending a lot of time talking about it, and maybe more so than most stations, just because I tend to lean to the left, therefore I get some left calls as well as right calls. Mm-hmm. We have some pretty vociferous debates on the subject.
Yeah, well, as well we ought to. And, you know, it's hard. I'm not going to engage you in how you defend Obama, because that's not the purpose of this program. But I think a lot of people, I'm sure your listeners do. And the fact that you have an audience and you're not necessarily the typical host who has the same old, that's really, because you and I have been doing this for a long time. I try not to sound like we're both a bunch of old duffers, but
we are.
We're seasoned. We're seasoned professionals, you know, when it comes to this. And so, you know, you've heard it all over the years. Is the debate better now? Is it not as good? And how do you compare what you're doing locally to some of the stuff that's coming from the left or the right and some of the national shows?
Well, first of all, I think the debate, if I were to look at it from a big perspective, I mean, there is so little debate, there is just name-calling. That's what frustrates me about this. If you take the big picture, let's be honest about it, what you hear and see in general on talk radio, on talk television, in the mainstream media, it's just name-calling and kicking and, you know, it drives me crazy.
Yeah.
Truth has gone out the window, half-truths have taken over the day. I think the debate has gone away.
All right.
Now it's just finger pointing and name calling.
Let me take one of the things out of the top 10 list, the stories this week from talkers.com, the healthcare reform discussion, and the fact that there are a number of reports suggesting that we are wasting billions, in fact, hundreds of billions of dollars, some of it since the trickle-down effect of the Affordable Care Act, so-called Obamacare, has been put in place. So what do your listeners think about those numbers, and what do they think about what they need in terms of health care and how to pay for it?
Well, I think, and I suspect we're probably fairly typical, what we hear are listeners who feel an absolute need for health insurance reform in this country and are not sure that they're getting what they want to see. The problem is clear. The solution is a little less clear. Now, I will say that I've heard from a lot of folks. I had a small business person not long ago who called and said he was tired of hearing about people saying small businesses are going to be hurt by this, that he's been able to offer better insurance for his employees because of some of the things that have been done. I think folks are looking. I think finally there's talk about how does this stuff affect me, and not so much what's the politics of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you said a small businessman. I've heard very few small business people say they thought this was good. I'm from Massachusetts, as you know, and Romney's plan, which is actually working quite well in terms of its expense and how many people are covered and how little there is. I mean, there's always going to be a draft. There's always going to be a wake from something like this. But it's not as bad as the people who don't like Obamacare would have you believe. And is there a difference between Romney Care and Obamacare? It would seem to me those of you who want to slap that around a little bit, I say you sort of collectively, you have a hard time with Mitt Romney, because it sort of reminds me of when Bill Clinton stole the Republican idea for welfare reform and made it his own. And that was another Massachusetts idea that had started with Governor Weld, and Clinton took it and made it national, and it worked wonderfully well. Thank you.
Well, of course, from a political perspective, though, Doug, the problem is that Clinton did indeed take it and claim it as his own, and Romney takes what is his own and tries to disavow it. And
well,
that's
that,
what,
yeah, that's I wonder.
That's what creates the political problem for him. There's no question. And that was what was made Bill Clinton so successful.
Right. And that's the problem with Obama. Again, I don't want to get into a debate about this with you because I don't like either of these guys. So.
I know. I heard who you're voting for. So.
Yeah, you can hear me. I'm on Howard Station, WVLY, every day. Noontime, actually. A different time. Noon from noon to 3. The Good Day program is on. Howard Monroe is from Talk Radio 1370 WVLY in Wheeling, West Virginia. We're talking about how the top 10 list, or we're picking bits and pieces of the top 10 list, and how he's working these ideas over with the people who are listening to him on the stations he's on in West Virginia. We continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with an overview of our charts for the week ending September 14th.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? Geico, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from Geico. It really is as simple as that.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At Geico, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Continuing on the countdown, the hot hits for the week of September 10th to the 14th here with Howard Monroe, who is from Talk Radio 1370 WVLY in Wheeling. The Talk Radio Countdown Show focusing on these top 10 talk radio topics, and we've touched on a couple of them. How sensitive are your listeners to the Chicago teachers' strike and the issues included in that?
I think to some extent a lot and to some extent not a lot. It was not been a burning issue here. We have had some discussion because West Virginia, a highly union-organized state,
yeah.
And we have a number of listeners and callers in particular to the show that are strong union supporters. Therefore, any of these issues make their way to our program. I don't think it resonates a whole lot with the general public, to be brutally honest with you, here in this area.
Mm-hmm. So does the anniversary of September 11th, how does that weigh in? You're not that far from that field in Pennsylvania. You're, what, less than 100 miles
from
that?
No, we're not far from there at all. We spent a lot of time on 9/11, having the conversations I think a lot of folks did, which is how do we as a nation commemorate the day, and how far down the road do we go in making it a every-year event we have to stop and, you know, and devote the show to it. I didn't know where to go with the program, for example. I felt like we had to do something on that day. But at some point you go, okay, we have talked about it, we're moving forward, and we spent a lot of time discussing it. Do we have a federal holiday? And is a federal holiday nothing more than a picnic day anymore? Do we have a day for a day of service? Senator Jay Rockefeller from West Virginia proposed it ought to become a day of service. Their folks should take the day to return to the community for some things that they've gotten from it. I wrestle with it personally, though. How far do you go? I think the Today Show that got in trouble for running the Chris Jenner interview at 8:46, I think that was a jarring stopping point. But how do we, every year at 8:46? How about the 19th anniversary or the 42nd anniversary?
Right. 100 years from now.
At 8:46, do we stop every year and do that?
I think time has come and gone for that.
Yeah, I tend to as well. And I don't fault the Today Show for not carrying it live, although I think what they carried was a jarring an inappropriate.
It just shows you where reality is. How much of that puffery do you involve yourself in? You're a pretty serious guy, a pretty serious host in your station.
I try to do a little bit of that. We spent the entire last hour on Friday talking about the top 20 toys of the last century. There was a list that came out, and we had the phone lines were just it's fun. We do a lot of reminiscing about that kind of stuff, or some of the pop culture things that, you know, American Idol and The Voice are coming out, and we'll pay attention to that. I have to sometimes force myself to do that, Doug, because it's not where my head is at most of the time. You know, I'm a political guy, and I try to. But I do try to sometimes broaden my horizons and the audience's horizons.
It doesn't sound like it's your most comfortable suit, however.
Yeah, well, it's not. Again, and I hate reality television, so that's where a lot of this stuff
me
comes.
Too.
I can't stand it.
What a waste of time.
The Kardashians, somebody please explain to me why any Kardashian has any business being on any television show at all. I don't understand it.
OJ's got the apparently the inside track this week is from OJ. You may or may not have heard this. He apparently is claiming to be Khloe Kardashian's father.
Oh, I thought.
The reason that we know that is because he left her in his will. He redid his will while he was in jail, and she's in his will.
I didn't see that. How can I say this politely, Doug? I don't care about him. He's where he belongs, which is in prison, maybe for the wrong thing, but he's in prison. Let him stay there. I'm happy to have him fade from, 9/11 should never fade. O.J. Simpson, please let him fade away.
Right. See you later. See you later. See you later. See you later. Goodbye, O.J.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Howard, go ahead.
No, I just say, as I often do on my show, Doug, a ring of the bell and a round of applause for your singing on that.
Another high point. Howard Monroe from Talk Radio 1370 WVLY in Wheeling, West Virginia, guest on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This week, Howard has been named 3 times to one of the most important talk hosts in America by Talkers Magazine. Here,
I don't get there every year like you do, Doug.
Well, it's just... You're in good company when you're there. I feel like I'm in good company when you're there. Howard Monroe here with us on the countdown.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Okay. So the situation in Chicago that has people around the country talking about and using Chicago as an example of a disgrace. The fact that there are hundreds of thousands of students going to school and they have breakfast, then they hang around school all day, have lunch, and then they go home. I mean, what kind of a way is that to even deal with the situation? The president is from Chicago. He's been asked to intervene and has walked away because his pal, the mayor of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, supposedly is dealing with it. Here's radio host Ro Khan talking to Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy in Chicago about the additional officers out on the streets because of this strike.
You had hundreds of thousands of kids who did not have the place that they would normally be going to go. And there was a lot of concern that there would be trouble as a result of that. Any incidents?
We have zero incidents at this point. I hearken to even say this, but, you know, since midnight last night, there hasn't been a shooting in the city. We're doing very, very well right now. And, you know, we've got a lot of uniforms out on the street. We, like I said, we emptied out the offices. We got people on standby. The extended tours of our attack units, and three major concerns. First of all, facilitating the protests, just like we always do. At the same time, you know, covering the locations where those kids were going. I think the numbers were like 5,000 or 6,000 kids. I haven't gotten an update as a final tally of how many kids went to those centers that were set up. And then at the same time, making sure that the streets are safe with that many kids having not a lot to do. So right now we feel pretty good. Everything seems very much under control, although there's a lot going on.
All right. So as this strike goes on and you know, perhaps goes into a second day, perhaps goes into a week, who knows at this point. They're still negotiating. Are you prepared to do all of the same stuff tomorrow you did today? And how long can you keep up that pace?
We can basically do it forever. You know, obviously, I'd like to be deploying our officers to other places to deal with things that we have to deal with. But, you know, this is a big city. It's a world-class city. And just like events like NATO are going to take us out of our comfort zone, and we have to do some different things. Same thing with a teacher strike. It's just, I hate to be, you know, flippant about it, but this is what we do. And, you know, the Chicago police has been doing it for a long time, and they're very, very good at it. So I'm very confident in our resources, our cops, and our men and women.
800-510-8255. Here's another talk radio host from Chicago named Jonathan Brandmeier, talking to John Tillman, an educational analyst, about teachers using children as props to get more money.
Now that the Chicago Teachers Union President Karen Lewis has announced the CTU will strike and is on strike, it's very clear children are not the top priority for teachers who belong to the teachers union. The two things that matter most to these teachers are money and avoiding accountability for poor performance. Who said that? John Tillman, CEO of Illinois Policy Institute. You did say that, didn't you, John?
I did say that, Johnny, and a lot more. It's really quite extraordinary that they use the children as props while trying to extract more cash from the very broke taxpayers of the city of Chicago at a time when average teachers make $71,000 and the average worker in Chicago $30,203. It's really an unbelievable time for them to strike.
What is the average salary for a teacher? I had not heard that quite. $71,000.
Actually, CPS's own numbers are at $74,000. There are a couple different sources on that. That does not include benefits, which amount to somewhere north of $15,000 a year. So on a relative basis, teachers are making a great wage, and yet they're failing 4 out of 10 times in the Chicago public school system. Only 6 in 10 kids who enter as a freshman will graduate high school. That's no time to be asking for more money. You're lucky to have a job given that kind of rate in the private sector.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that. By the way, could you sum it up quickly? You're the CEO of the Illinois Policy Institute, and what is the Illinois Policy Institute?
We are a free market, nonpartisan organization. We advocate for public policy that empowers people, and in this case, parents, to make better choices for their own lives rather than having the government, or in this case, the teachers' union making those choices.
Well, yeah, let's go back to that then. So you say we must empower parents to choose what's best for the kids rather than the teachers. How do they go about doing that? How do they go about doing something like that?
Well, they need to start advocating for better school choice. The whole reason we're in this spot, Johnny, is because the teachers' union is a monopoly provider of teaching labor to the Chicago public school system, and it, in turn, is a monopoly provider of educational services to people in the Chicago public school system. 82% of the people in the Chicago public school system are low income, so they can't afford to pay to go to a private school or a Catholic school or some other independent school. They're completely dependent on these monopoly providers. And the way to get rid of that monopoly is to empower parents through greater charter choice, as well as scholarship vouchers that would let the money follow the child and they can go to any school that they choose.
All right, the situation in Chicago, $74,000 a year plus benefits, and they're failing to educate. That's a little food for thought, isn't it, huh? I say do what Reagan did and fire them all. That's the way to end the discussion on today's Talk Radio Couch.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.